hour, the Good Day program presents Good Day Health. In this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor, someone who understands the body extraordinarily well inside and out. He's responsible with his wife for the contents at the Forbidden Doctor website, where you can take your symptom survey. It won't cost you anything, and you'll find out what's going on in your body. We'll talk about what's going on with the podcast. But first, a quick question that comes from somebody who's listening at MIT, which I find interesting, wants to know how one knows if he or she needs a calcium supplement. There are all kinds. I've seen these, Jack. You've seen them. I don't know if you're. I don't think you and I have ever talked about this. Maybe we have. Chewable calcium, the more serious calcium supplements, whether we get enough in our food, do we drink milk, when is too much, that kind of stuff. What's your read on calcium?
Calcium is involved in almost every single function inside the body that has some survival aspect to it, which is why we have a gland called the parathyroid gland that regulates the amount of calcium in the system. And its functions are too many to list right now without getting to the point as to where we should get it or what kind we should get. The most common form of calcium out there is calcium carbonate, which is just limestone. They just grind up chalk, essentially, stamp it into a pill. And it has a very low absorption rate by the body. It's not really what they refer to as bioavailable. The kind of calcium we recommend is calcium lactate. It's the kind of calcium that's in vegetables. Calcium from milk is very limited if it is pasteurized, because the alkaline phosphatase enzyme that's necessary to take the calcium, free calcium that's in that milk, and bind it to your bones is destroyed in the pasteurization process. In fact, that's the test that they use if they have some milk and they're not sure whether it's been pasteurized or not. They look for the alkaline phosphatase enzyme. If it's not present, they know it's pasteurized. Now, when we take calcium to know whether we need it or not, one of the first signs of calcium deficiency is a twitching of muscles. It's the presence of cold sores or cankers inside the mouth, which I consider a gift from Mother Nature. That's one of the first indications you may be low in calcium is you start getting these canker sores or cold sores.
What about muscle spasms?
Yeah.
And the restless leg?
Muscles will not properly contract or relax without a sufficient amount of calcium present. But now, I'm not talking about calcium.
Because I'm wondering
bloodstream.
About that for me, even now.
Yeah, it's
and
calcium
when I
in the tissue.
Heavily. Yesterday, I was in agony when I was in the gym. My left foot I'm talking about crank it up.
Okay,
just
now that's,
rep.
You may have enough calcium. The problem is whether the calcium is in the bloodstream or the calcium is in the tissues. And most calcium tests that would be done in a hospital or a medical office or whatever else are looking for serum calcium. If you can have plenty of calcium in your bloodstream, which is what the job of vitamin D is, mm-hmm. whether you're getting it from the sun or whether
right.
you're getting it from food,
enables C to work, right?
Well, it allows the body to absorb the calcium that's in
Got
the gut.
Yeah.
You know, the dietary calcium that we get, which is where we get calcium, or we'll leach it out of our bones.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to get calcium out of the bone, but you can start developing osteoporotic problems or even osteopenia that can precede that simply by having some imbalance that's taking place in one's diet. Too much of one thing, not enough of something else. Particularly grains, too many grains can cause a decrease of calcium in the bones because it's an acidic kind of thing, and the body's got to balance the acid-base balance, and will pull leach calcium out of the bones to do that. But when you're working out in the gym or triathletes, I saw a couple of those at the airport yesterday. One of them complaining about some leg cramps. What you need is an abundant amount of essential fatty acids. We refer to it as vitamin F. It was called vitamin F back in the 1930s. And what they realized was vitamin F was the antagonist to vitamin D. Vitamin D would pull calcium into the bloodstream. Vitamin F would push calcium out of the bloodstream into the tissues, especially muscle tissues and nerve tissue, where it can calm down the nervous system and actually allow muscles to contract and relax properly. But the FDA came along and said, now these things are fats. They're not really a vitamin. They stopped calling it vitamin F. And if you have enough good, deep, cold water fish in your diet every week, you probably aren't going to have any problems with muscle spasms.
Okay. So that brings us to the next thing. All right. We've gotten a good overview of the calcium thing. The fish business, you've probably heard, most of the people listening to this have heard by now, and if you haven't, I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch of what's going on in the fish business. It seems, especially thanks to the government allowing all these imports in from God knows where, that all fish, you know, the old expression from 1984, all pigs are created equal, some are more equal than others. Well, in the fish department, all fish apparently, according to some, are created equal because whatever you're being sold probably isn't what you think you're buying.
And well, especially foreign import.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This stuff that comes from Asia is just crab, and they're using it everywhere. And crab isn't really crab, and lobster isn't really lobster, and whitefish isn't really whitefish, or sole isn't sole. It's something else.
And it's like, you know, it's the old blue, what I call the blueberry effect. The stuff that came out in the 70s and 80s, blueberry muffins were just purple-dyed pieces of apple.
Yeah.
And then they finally got in trouble for that, and so they had to finally clarify on the label. This is one of the most important reasons to read labels. Catfish that comes from Southeast Asia is loaded with mercury.
And it's being used as a substitute for everything.
Yeah.
Catfish is everywhere.
Yeah.
So everywhere.
Because it comes in so cheap from Southeast Asia.
So what do we do? See, I've been a guy that's eaten fish. You know that. When we go to eat, we go out to lunch or dinner or somewhere, I always have fish, and you always have some kind of meat. And I say Jack, and you say Doug.
Well, we're both still alive so far.
Yeah, we are.
First one to die loses.
No, we're not doing it that way. Anyway, I guess what I'm wondering is now, where do we go? And that maybe not the
read
our conversation
the labels.
Here,
but, read the labels
but you
and check
but
the source.
But the government doesn't require labels, so people that bring this stuff in, they don't want to put labels on it. They don't have to put labels on it.
If there aren't any labels on it, just
don't
like
buy
when
it.
You if you buy a supplement and you look at what the ingredients of that supplement and you can't pronounce half those words, don't take it.
Don't take it. Okay. All right, that's food for thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we're full of food, literally, for thought. 14 past the hour. Let's talk about the key to your health, getting blood every single place in your body. I saw what amounted to sort of an X-ray, Jack, but it was an overview of somebody's body with heat-sensing cameras that showed the blood flow. And in doing that, when the body heat goes up, you're getting more blood into that area. So the more, if you have lighter colors, if you were to look at this
thermography.
The thermography, you would see where the blood isn't going and where the blood is going. Like if you've just finished a time in the gym, your muscles should have lots of red. There should be a lot of heat there because the blood is getting there. Now, if you don't have enough nitric oxide in your system, NO, then you're not getting blood every place it needs to go. And that's the time for you to seriously consider using Superbeets, because Superbeets comes as a product directly derived from non-GMO beets that are grown all over this country. They are grown in this country. They are cooked. They are dried. They are powdered. And then you put it in your super drink. You put it in your water, whatever it is, and it will open up. Nitric oxide opens up. It's the raw material to open up your arteries so that blood is boosted to every place in your body. You'll do a thumbs up when you feel as good as you're going to feel when you use Superbeets. Blood everywhere, your brain, your muscles, all of your body. It lengthens your lifespan. I know it will. So double the level of blood moving around your body with Superbeets. They are, according to the studies, if you're using Superbeets, your arteries are 62% wider than they would be if you didn't use Superbeets. There's enough information right there to help you make up your mind to call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. And when you call, if you've never ordered Super Beats before, and frankly, the only people who are going to pay attention to this message are one folks that haven't bought before, because if you've had it before, you just keep reordering it. So this isn't for you. If you haven't bought before, get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beats free when you order a 3-month supply. That's the usual amount. First supply. So you get, in essence, 4 months for the price of three. 800-655-4183. Let's see what else happens here. You get a book called Beat the Odds, explaining all this works. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Get free shipping, all wrapped up together in one package that's all about blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. 800-655-4183. Don't mistake the product. This is the number one. This is the best. It's what all the athletes are using, professionals, Olympics. They got it. They use it. You need to get it and use it too. 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay 2 or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Just a reminder that when you sign up for the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you get a lot of information back, the opportunity to get a referral, if you will, of information on what you ought to be doing. I remember when I did mine, I got 3 different suggestions back from Mary. Mary and Jack look at these things personally. You'll also have an opportunity to buy their own premium mix, the new Ageless Thyroid product and the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Energy is what it's all about, things that will prevent or help to prevent things that a lot of people have problems with. I just found out about a guy the other day who's a developer, is my age. I went to an affair at his house a couple of months ago, and he was told 3 weeks ago he had pancreatic cancer and he'd be dead in 3 months.
Oh,
I'd just like to wake up to that every morning.
That's 12 weeks. 12 weeks is the usual time span.
21 after the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If you've ever asked a child what their favorite part of the school day is, chances are they've replied, recess. There's nothing wrong with that either. In fact, there's a lot of learning and growing that takes place on the playground. The games and other things going on there are not only fun, they build confidence and help children become comfortable with taking risks. Articles in the New York Times and Washington Post have revealed that risk-taking on the playground is very important to child development. Unfortunately, they also reveal that children have lost some of the best opportunities for conquering their fears because things like monkey bars and toss slides are vanishing from playgrounds. Why? Because courts have allowed so many lawsuits over common injuries, schools believe it's better to just remove things that many of us grew up with. Let's be fair. Many experts now believe that today's safer playgrounds can actually stunt development and leave children with anxieties that are worse than a broken bone. It's time to fix this problem and demand better from the courts that helped create this situation in the first place. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Now 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, professional in the field of medicine. I'm not, but I can play at it because I have my own experiences at it. Question, diets are confusing. Do you have a weekly food or supplement plan? By the way, you can send your questions to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Sometimes that's the best way to get through quickly if you can't get through by dialing 888-302-DOUG. Help yourself. There's so many people traveling so fast. Listening on Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can send questions along. I may not get them immediately. If you send the email along, I'll get them. All right. So anyway, we're talking about diets. It is confusing. Not diet. Well, what do you eat? I think that I have a plan, but I don't know that I follow it as well. When you've seen me, you give me recommendations for supplements. Symptom survey. I would suggest to people that are listening that want to know about what the weekly food and or supplement plan might be, take the symptom survey.
Absolutely.
And then there would be a recommendation to come back again. That would be...
We'll recommend probably about three basic things that try to cover the gamut of the results of that survey. Mm-hmm. And that's free. You know, if you decide you want to get it, of course, there's a cost for that. But right. Up to that point, what we suggest that you do, there's no charge at all. Just ForbiddenDoctor.com and click on the survey. But, you know, you and I were talking off air about this a second ago. And do you ever walk into a room sometime, and whether it's an office or friends or whatever, and you get a feeling something isn't right?
Yeah.
Or you're going somewhere, you get a feeling something isn't right. I mentioned to you during the break, when you and I were kids, and we were out there riding our bicycles up and down the streets during the 50s, the number one cause of death for kids our age back then was getting hit by a car, riding your bicycle up and down the street when you weren't paying any attention.
Right.
Today, for that age group, it's cancer. In 1950, medicine laughed at the idea the body could attack itself. Now there's over 80 autoimmune diseases that are being studied out there. So I look at that and I think, there's something not right here. Something's happened since 1950, which is the year I was born, incidentally, that has changed the face of healthcare. And so what Mary's and my basic philosophy at ForbiddenDoctor.com is, look at what your great-grandparents ate. Not your grandparents, because too much time has gone by now. You look at what your great-grandparents ate. If they survived childhood diseases, which again started to improve greatly with the water treatment laws that came out in the early 1900s, when cities were compelled by congressional legislation to start cleaning up their drinking water, childhood diseases started disappearing like crazy.
But look at what they ate. These people lived to be 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. I've got pictures of my ancestors. I swear they look like they're 200 years old. And they were born in the late 1800s, the very early 1900s. And they did not have Alzheimer's. They did not have dementia. They did not have cancer. They did not have heart disease. They did not have diabetes, the major killers of people today. So, you know, without getting too detailed, my basic advice to people is look at what your great-grandparents ate. They ate from the farm. They ate the animals of the farm. They ate the fish of the rivers. And they ate their homegrown vegetables and fruit from their trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed away from commercial industrial processing of animals as well as plants and or fruits and vegetables to stay away from the commercial processing because those businesses exist for themselves. The food industry exists for the food industry.
Of course.
It doesn't exist for us.
To help you.
Pharmaceuticals exist for the pharmaceutical industry.
Making
they don't
money.
Exist for
yeah,
us.
This is what people forget. That these people that run these big companies, people say, oh, they got those raises, that awful. Their job is to make the stock worth more money. That's their job. Not
every
to
quarter.
Bring you better products or any of that stuff. It's
That's
whatever
right.
makes the stock worth more dough. 28 past the hour in Good Day Health.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If you've ever asked a child what their favorite part of the school day is, chances are they've replied, recess. There's nothing wrong with that either. In fact, there's a lot of learning and growing that takes place on the playground. The games and other things going on there are not only fun, they build confidence and help children become comfortable with taking risks. Articles in the New York Times and Washington Post have revealed that risk-taking on the playground is very important to child development. Unfortunately, they also reveal that children have lost some of the best opportunities for conquering their fears because things like monkey bars and toss slides are vanishing from playgrounds. Why? Because courts have allowed so many lawsuits over common injuries, schools believe it's better to just remove things that many of us grew up with. Let's be fair, many experts now believe that today's safer playgrounds can actually stunt development and leave children with anxieties that are worse than a broken bone. It's time to fix this problem and demand better from the courts that helped create this situation in the first place. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hey guys, do you know the key to being the best dressed this upcoming fall? It's the Men's Fall Wardrobe Sale at JCPenney. Starting this Thursday, find stylish suit separates at 50% off. An easy way to step up your sport coats and dress pants game. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Get ready to create your own fall look. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/15 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen here with my pal Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health, focusing on your health and well-being, some of the medical stories of the week, symptoms, the symptom survey. Don't forget to take at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let's, for a minute, before we talk about the podcast that you and Mary have prepared for this week, talk about Hillary Clinton and the overall problem that people have with this, the bronchial stuff's gone on this year. I had a really bad case, but all the people I know pretty much have had it. Hers brought about by probably weak immune system. Pneumonia comes as a result of what? Why is she in the shape that she's in? What's going on with her body?
Well, she's overdoing it. She's, you know, she's just fighting a ridiculous schedule. You don't get enough sleep. You're eating hurried diets because you're on the run here. You get something fast on the plane. You get something fast at a fundraiser dinner. Usually, it's not really well prepared foods in the sense of what we were talking about earlier. She's probably not taking her Catalan, but you either get bronchial or viral, and bronchial for a lot of people seems to be the worst kind. And you just, you know, if you have a sufficiently strong immune system, your body will catch up to this. It'll take care of it. It's going to take you a few days to do it, but they'll load her up with antibiotics. And then there's a side effect that's going to take because of the antibiotic effect on the health of the gut. And you end up in this cyclical kind of situation where once or twice or three times a year, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you have to take more antibiotics. What Hillary needs to do is sit down for a couple hours with Mary and get her health straightened out. I'm serious. I know that sounds kind of funny, but I couldn't be more serious. It's like the emails I send to Tiger Woods. Tiger, you want to get back into the majors? Let me fix that stinking back for you. I don't care that you had a half a dozen surgeries. I can fix that back for you if you let me do it. Of course, I don't hear back.
No. Well, then neither will Mary hear back from Hillary Clinton.
Her doctor's
Jack is a Nooker. Nooker. Good, Doug. There's the New England coming out. The Nooker Chiropractic, N-U-C-C-A, way of dealing with your spine, your neck. Things are out of adjustment. Just by focusing on the neck, you can do a world of good. And that's where Jack, that's basically his bread and butter. But they also, they being Jack and his wife Mary, have this fantastic podcast heard by hundreds of thousands of people around the globe every week. And this week, There is a focus on gene confusion, G-E-N-E, not the jeans you wear, J-E-A-N, but gene, like as in what you're getting from your parents, what's in your ancestry. So what kind of confusion is there, and how are you straightening it out?
Well, it's the MTHFR. It has
genes. What does that mean?
Of course you had to ask me that. It's a methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. That's it. I have to think of this Three Dog Night song, and it helps me get back. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Okay. It's a gene that controls methylation in the body, and methylation is a process that's used from your head to your toes. It's involved with cellular detoxification. It's involved with the nervous system. It's involved with the ability to see, to process certain kinds of amino acids inside the body. And people who have the MTHFR gene variant can have an awful lot of different kinds of problems. But it doesn't have to be a problem.
What kind of problems are we talking about?
Well, gut issues. The sleeping issues, immune system response, infertility, liver toxicity, things like this can slowly start building up. They end up getting diagnosed as various kinds of diseases when, in fact, it's just a problem with this gene. And there's certain things that you can do dietarily, and that's what we get into in the podcast to explain that this does not have to be the problem that certain aspects of the press want to make it sound like. And, of course, the pharmaceuticals are looking for a drug to take care of this. And you don't need a drug. There's just some dietary things that would help.
All right. So you check it out, the weekly podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And when you go in there, that symptom survey, which we keep talking about, which is a wonderful help, there are products that you can get in there that are explained very well at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And Jack has been nice enough to offer to those of you who are listening to Good Day Health a 10% off. It's sort of a coupon, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Sure.
If you decide you want to order the Long Life Energy Enzymes or the Ageless Thyroid product, then you just enter the code Doug 10% off at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Fabulous ways for you to help your body deal with things that it has to deal with these days. And that's why this thing was specially formulated and put together. All right. Another question. This survey that's out on people who drink coffee and how many cups it takes. You know, I tend to defer to the Superbeats because I think you get the same thing out of Superbeats that you get out of coffee. The invention of this new super brew that is so strong, it comes with a health warning. This was something that was it's referred to in Australia as the ass kicker. It's the equivalent of 4 espresso shots, 2 different strengths of cold drip, and a different kind of milk that has 80 times the amount of caffeine of a standard shot. I can't imagine this being anything but bad for you.
Oh,
frankly.
My goodness. I mean, that's, you know, it's like anything else that nature makes, that there's a good reason for our relationship with what nature made. But when we take it and we turn it into a massive nuclear-powered concentrated material, then you're certainly asking for problems. Coffee can be very deleterious on the adrenals, and it stimulates the adrenals. And that's where the kick usually comes from, is because there's an adrenal response to the presence of elevated caffeine. Now, you have caffeine receptor sites in your brain. Mm-hmm. So we kind of grew up in our development as human beings along with everything that's around us. And so as a result of that, even nicotine, you have nicotine receptor sites in your brain. Does that mean you should smoke 30 cigarettes a day? You have caffeine receptor sites in the brain. Should you be taking something that's equivalent to 4 espresso shots? I don't think that's the smartest choice you can make.
You're the master of subtlety. There it is. No, that's not a good idea. Well, the choices that you make, we're talking about the Superbeats, and it is worth a plug after talking about that, because the Superbeats is real food, and it gets you the results. Not only is it Superbeats, but if you want the real the fast wake up that's Neo 40, a product you also get from the folks at Superbeats. Neo 40 is a capsule that has in it the contents of a teaspoon of Superbeats, but it's encapsulated, so you put it in your tongue, dissolves instantly, is absorbed into your system, and people are using this. I hear from people all the time, take it at the start of the day. They don't need caffeine, better than caffeine. It's all natural, and it does the same thing. Quickly opens up your arteries and veins, and that's where the jolt comes from. The blood needs to get around. That's what caffeine does. It gets into your system and creates something that doesn't last and is not healthy, whereas the Superbeats product is, yeah.
Superbeats just allows a better blood flow to the various organs, especially the brain, so you're getting more oxygen, more nutrition, whereas caffeine is stimulating a hormonal response from the adrenals that eventually they'll burn out if you overdo that stuff.
Yeah, all right, so you see the good, the bad, and the ugly here.
Yeah.
You want to try Superbeats, 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon with a trend that all the people here on the program have. Again, 800-655-4183. 43 past the hour on Good Day Health.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stock up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
Lionfish are cool to see, but stings are painful and on the rise as their numbers increase. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what to do if a lionfish stings you.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Lionfish possess spines that transport venom into puncture wounds. The injuries can be extraordinarily painful. Soaking the wound in non-scalding hot water to tolerance will likely relieve the pain from a lionfish sting. Of course, if the injured person appears intoxicated or is weak, vomiting, short of breath, or unconscious, seek immediate advanced medical care. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
46 and change after the hour with the Good Day Health Program. We present Dr. Jack Stockwell here. The things that are eking up in your life, people are awakening when it comes to their medical or their health and well-being, asking lots of questions. Doctors have been used to just sort of lecturing you, and you're in a trance, and you go home and, what did he say? That's not a way to deal with your doctor. You need to ask questions. You need to make him uncomfortable. Not, you know, really uncomfortable, but if you're not feeling better or you're not getting the answers that you want or you have more questions, then keep asking. That's why he's there, even though, or she's there, even though some of this gets a little bit mucky because, you know, they want to keep moving. In fact, they got three offices, they want to keep them filled up in 10 minutes, and let's keep going. Next.
Yeah,
next,
and when it comes to their own personal health choices, they don't do what what they tell most of their patients to do. They know that if they don't tell their patient to do what that patient learned in some drug commercial on TV or some medical fantasy show in primetime television during the week at night, then they're going to go somewhere else. So that doctor is going to give them what they're asking for. But you find out a doctor's medical choices are quite a bit different. That was our last podcast, How Do Doctors Die? We get into that a little bit more closely. Because, you know, these poor guys, these girls, you know, especially fresh out of med school and their residencies are done, they're trying to build a practice, they're going to give their patients what their patients are asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Economics demands it.
Yeah, you're right about that. Here's a survey that's out this week about how your weight affects your job prospects, more for women than men. Researchers had 120 people, half men, half women, look at photos of 40 strangers' faces two different times. They were instructed the candidates were equally qualified and asked to rate how they would hire them for positions where they would interact with customers. And four women and four men were actually in the set of photos twice. The authors found a statistically significant difference in people's ratings of the women's faces because they looked heavier than the men. I thought that was pretty interesting.
And that's changed so much over the last 150 years. Skinny women were considered to be tubercular.
Yeah.
You know, stay away from them, avoid them. And now, of course, that's what everybody wants to look like.
Not me.
And they just killed.
not the people that I care about.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
It's not healthy.
You know, Mary and I were over on the Oregon coast this last weekend, and we saw some pictures of the salmon fishing history at Astoria, Oregon.
Really?
Some of the healthiest looking people I've seen, probably eating their own product, and all the women had curves.
Oh, we like that. The food pyramid. A concentrated look at that in a moment here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Good days, Good Day Health, an overview of insomnia and women who are affected by it. If you go to bed, you close your eyes, you get into dream world quickly, God bless you. 7 hours of sleep for some, 8 for others, 9 for others. Sometimes it's uninterrupted, sometimes maybe one interruption, go to the bathroom, that sort of thing. It's wonderful for your mental health, your physical health. But on the flip side of that, those well acquainted with the nightmare of being unable to close your eyes and go to sleep, plagued with the endless negative consequences, heart failure, irritability, that sort of thing. Insomnia is a condition more likely to affect women, too, than men. A number of famous women who are insomniacs, including Amy Poehler, Patti Smith, Madonna, Demi Lovato, Betty White, Jennifer Garner, all seem to battle insomnia. So they say, Jennifer Aniston says, my one key tip is to sleep with my phone at least 5 feet away from me, ideally an hour before I go to bed. That helps me tremendously. I think that's a fabulous, fabulous bit of advice. Hillary Clinton says she suffered from lack of sleep for years because she's flying around here, there, and everywhere in various time zones. She told Jimmy Fallon, quote, I had to learn to sleep on command. I was so tired all the time. I was perpetually in a sleep deficit. Jet lag is really serious when you're flying through time zones all around the world. And so it is. So a word to the wise, find there are really good natural sleep aids. I'm surprised some of these people haven't found them that can put you to sleep. Plus, having meditative tapes around, very, very helpful for you to get your mind off whatever it is that keeps you from falling asleep. There's a little medical tip from Doug Steffen, practicing without a license, here on the Good Day Health program.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft. And I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Hi, 53. Now past the hour, Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I wondered about the food pyramid. There's always a lot of conversation. This was something created by the USDA back in the 90s. It's been demonstrated to have undermined the health of Americans big time. A usual government baloney, diabetes, obesity, everything in our food chain and everything that we eat, or every, you know, you look around at the health of people, we're certainly not better off, Jack, since the food pyramid was created. And I wonder how many people even bother to pay attention. They're recommending whole grains and things
like
that.
Well, it's gone through a lot of evolution. The one that came out in the 1990s falls right into what you're talking about. It first came out right at the end of World War II to stimulate the agriculture business in the United States. Mm-hmm. And grains, of course, was the number one thing, which is probably the last thing that you should be concentrating your diet on.
Yeah.
You actually, if the joke out there is, if you want to look like a pyramid, eat the food pyramid. You should turn it upside down. The pyramid actually needs to be turned upside down. Mm-hmm. And again, it's getting back to the diet that our ancestors ate. But they focused a lot when they would eat the animal products, they would eat the organs. And people just aren't going to do that anymore. They're not going to eat liver. They're not going to eat kidney. They're not going to eat adrenal. They're not going to eat thyroid. They're not going to eat pancreas. They're not going to eat brain unless they understand how vitally nutritious those foods are, which is why we, you know, we push this stuff not in the food form, but in, you know, in a supplement form that contains these things, so that you can get the kind of food your ancestors did. But if you continue to eat the what the USDA recommends, and that's heavily influenced by the agriculture industry, especially the huge, giant, megalithic agro farms that just want to spray everything to pieces. The humus is what now? Like 2 inches thick. If it's in a thick place on these farms, the soil is actually maybe a couple inches thick when they used to be several feet thick. And it's, you know, it's, I don't know how you can survive anymore without supplementation of food-based supplements. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it. Yep. You can't get it unless you got a huge backyard garden mm-hmm. and healthy animals yourself.
Well,
and, you know
one of the things that comes up here is the raw food business and how eating food in its raw state is so good for you. And that may or may not be the case. Let's talk about that in a moment here with Dr. Jack Stockwell at 56 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
All right, so those people who have eaten raw food, we're told it's better to eat things raw in their natural state. Sushi may be an example of that, but the stuff that you're getting in sushi now is, as we've been talking about, it's certainly anything but sure. Most anything that you eat now is anything but sure. So does stuff need to be cooked just to protect ourselves, do you think?
No, that's why I always recommend taking Zypan. If there's two things that people would take, Catalan, which is the multivitamin that comes from food and organ extracts, and Zypan, which is the heavy acid concentrate for digestion, you don't have to worry about eating raw food like sushi. Whenever I eat sushi, and I love sushi, by the way, several different forms of fish, raw, but it's flavored in such a way, once you get past the texture, you're just fine. I always take Zypan afterwards because it makes the acid in the stomach hot enough, like almost a battery acid, that nothing, no parasite, no bacteria, no microbe is going to survive that acid bath that's in the stomach. Catalan, Zypan, you're covered.
Get covered. All right, take that symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com, hosted by Dr. Jack and Mary Stockwell. Very interesting, very important. Always great to have Jack here with his unique expertise and overview as to how do you take care of yourself the best way possible. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on the Good Day Health Hour.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved. Especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are, Americans, who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took to their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of One Minute.